All right, this time tomorrow, the biggest childcare strike ever held in Australia will be underway. 3,000 staff across the country will walk off the job at 3:20. Okay, so it's this time tomorrow plus 5 minutes in protest to pay conditions. It'll be the third and by far the largest action from early childhood educators in the last 12 months. The union, well, they say thereafter, wait for this, a 35% increase to current wages. 35%. That's huge. It's to be covered by more investment from the government. But here we go. Here are the numbers. Currently, an early childcare worker with a diploma makes around $25 an hour. Those with a bachelor's degree, they earn just over $26 an hour. So an extra dollar more for having a degree to a diploma. We're talking in the ballpark of $52,000 a year. Now, the union argues this is well below the average Australian income, which it is, and inadequate, given the level of qualifications that early childcare workers need to possess. I would have thought this is highly inadequate. We entrust our kids to these people, our grandkids. If we have to go back to work and they need to be looked after, we want them in the best possible care. What's that old adage about paying peanuts and getting what? Yeah, exactly. No wonder they're going out on strike, 35%. So how will this affect your kids or grandkids here in Queensland? Brent Stokes is the General Manager of the Australian Childcare Alliance Queensland. It's the body representing 700 childcare providers here in the Sunshine State. Hey, Brent, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Very well. Any idea how many centres, how many staff will be going off the job at 3:20 tomorrow?
Look, we're not confident. We're hearing the same reports as you are. But at this stage, Australian Childcare Alliance, as you say, represents just over 700 services across Queensland.
Yeah.
And we're not familiar with any of our services that are participating in this industrial action tomorrow. They're not saying that they're not, but we just haven't heard of any that are participating.
Okay. Do they normally give you the heads up if something like this happens?
Potentially, yeah. Just so that we can be abreast of what's going, what's happening in the industry. We like to keep our finger on the pulse about what's happening. So normally we are told, and look, we're happy to hear that the union has advised us that the parents, the most important, the parents and the children are aware of this and have been made aware of this a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll reduce the amount of impact on families and they will hopefully make alternative arrangements for this action.
They're doing it at 3:20 because the argument from the unions is it's that time of the day when basically their members start working for free. How do you feel about the strike action at the ACA?
Look, ACA are a little disappointed about the timing of the action. Today, I'm not sure if you're aware, but today is Early Childhood Educators Day. And Early Childhood Educators Day was created by the association 6 years ago to recognise and acknowledge the amazing work that the early childhood educators do each and every day.
Mm.
And we really think that the most appropriate place for these conditions of the award to be reviewed is in front of the Fair Work Commission. And right now the union has a equal remuneration case before them and also a four-year modern award review. So we think that is the best way for the award to be reviewed and for a decision to be made. And we will follow, our members will follow any decision made by that commission.
Raising awareness and supporting the industry, it looks like awareness needs to be raised about more funding. I mean, are those numbers right? $25 an hour or $26 an hour if you have a bachelor degree?
Well, $25 an hour is a classification. I don't like to use the word employee, but an educator or an employee, that's what they start on when they have achieved their diploma. So that you are correct in those numbers. When are you talking about the $26 degree? We work under two awards. We work under the Children's Services Award 2010, and we work under the Early Childhood Teachers Award. So that's a graduate that is, you know, first year out of school. That's what they potentially, their award potentially will make them start on, but very few graduates or early childhood teachers in the industry would be being paid for that, because the demand of them justifies additional pay for those people. And there's a lot of additional years of service that they will go up in increments every year.
To what level? What would be an average then? And I know we're talking generalities here, but Brent, what would be an average per hour wage for a childcare?
I wouldn't feel confident, Ben, giving you that data for an average early childhood teacher. I, they're a very integral part of our workforce. But
yeah.
The educators, the diploma qualified and the certificate three qualifications, they make up out of a team of about 16 people in an average size service. They make up 15 of those, and there's one early childhood teacher degree. So their rates of pay can really vary significantly due to geographic location, demand, their qualifications, their experience, their value that they bring to the children in their service. So it's just so broad, but I couldn't quantify that answer accurately for you.
Brent Stokes is my guest this afternoon. He's the GM for the Australian Childcare Alliance Queensland branch. Brent, you've got to step me through this one, because a lot of people listening right now are thinking, hang on, we're paying through the teeth for childcare. It's never been more expensive. Yet when you hear that these figures are in that ballpark, $25 an hour and perhaps even upwards, the money that we are paying to keep our kids in care is obviously not going to the workers.
Well, the wages make up a large percentage of the expenses that a long daycare service will incur. But there is no question, Australian Childcare Alliance agrees that families are struggling, and they're struggling to cope with all household costs, including the cost of childcare. I guess the implementation of the National Quality Framework back in 2012 really increased the cost. It was a significant leverage that increased the cost due to increased qualification requirements, increased educator-to-child ratios, and a lot more compliance measures.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the subsidies have not kept pace with that. So the subsidies have been frozen at about the same levels for nearly 9 years, with the current childcare rebate capped at $7,500 a year. So the government, we've always worked with both sides or all sides of government to try and get the best outcome for families.
So are the subsidies forcing the prices up?
The lack of subsidies being indexed with the increasing costs have forced prices up. That's right.
So if you're saying it is the wages bill, then how come 3,000 workers around the country are going out on strike? This is what I'm trying to get my head around.
Well, I guess they are wanting, it's obvious that they want more money.
Yeah.
And we're not begrudging that. We just believe the best place to debate that and to make a informed and analytical decision is the Fair Work Commission. And like I said, Australian Childcare Alliance members would accept and implement any changes to the rates of pay. But the consideration that we always make, it's a balancing act, and it's the capacity to pay. So to give you an indication of what a medium price in Queensland is, we're still relatively fortunate across the country that our medium childcare fees are $92 a day. But that does vary, again, like the rates of pay, geographically. So, you know, CBD locations, those are increased with increased rents and all those sort of things. So it does fluctuate, but we're still quite fortunate that our rates in Queensland are amongst the lowest across the country.
All right, Brent, I'll let you go. We'll see how it all pans out tomorrow in 24 hours. The biggest strike in this country for childcare workers will be underway. That was Brent Stokes. He's the General Manager of the Australian Childcare Alliance here in Queensland. If you have kids in care or grandkids in care, one, do you know if your centre is going out tomorrow? Brent says none of his organisation have let him know. 700 childcare providers, so 700 centres here in the Sunshine State they look after. That doesn't mean they're not going to go out, but they haven't informed their association. So I am waiting back from the Together Union to get some numbers here to see how many they know are going out here in Queensland. 3,000 across the entire country. It's going to be big, but how much it's going to have an impact here. But just on those numbers, where's the money going to? If you're paying for childcare, $92 a day was the number there that Brent gave us as an average, and they're paying diploma graduates $25 an hour. That math just doesn't stack up for me.